Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Asiyat Al-Tavidowitz, Perek Tzadi, Chapter 90, Purpose in the Pain. Welcome to the fourth Sefer of Tehillim. Suffering, difficulties, pain, they seem to be part of life. Everyone has them to one degree or another over the course of a lifetime. How do we align that reality with the basic principle of Amuna that Hashem is totally and completely good and only has one agenda for us, our good? This is a big question, one that there is no singular answer to. Moshe Rabbeinu himself asked Hashem a version of this question, and Hashem's basic response was that no one in this world can grasp Hashem's ways. Today, let's take a look at one perspective on difficulties. Pasuk Gimel, Tashev Enosh Ad Zaka, Vatomer Shuvu V'nei Adam. You reduce man to frailty and tell him to shuvu. Most English translations of Tehillim will translate shuvu as repent. Things get lost in translation, however, and as we discussed in Perek Nun Aleph, shuv, the root of the word of teshuva, really means return. When we engage in teshuva, in repentance, we are not simply righting wrongs. We are returning to Hashem. When we face challenges in life, when we encounter difficult situations, painful situations, our perspective on those situations can be transformative. The key is to see them as purposeful. There is a great book with an insightful title called Pain is a Reality, Suffering is a Choice. When a woman is going through labor pains, even though that is difficulty, the pain has purpose. She will emerge a mother. There was clear purpose in the pain, and therefore, even though it's painful, most of us wouldn't really call it suffering. Sometimes pain is a wake-up call that we need to do something. For example, if someone has chest pain, that might be a wake-up call. They're at risk for a heart attack. That pain ends up propelling them to get their blood pressure under control, to exercise regularly, and to eat a healthier diet. The chest pain was not comfortable, but it brought them to a better place. It was purposeful. It ended up being the springboard to return them to good health. One idea to approaching difficulty, to approaching pain, that we see in this parak is that when we experience it, it may be a message for us to do tshuva. Tashev anosh. Enosh ad zaka, vatomer, shuvu v'nei adam. Hashem is saying to us, he's sending us a message. Shuvu, return. I want you to come back to me. I'm waiting for your return. None of us want to suffer in life. No one wants challenges. No one wants to go through pain. But if and when we face this, may we approach it with the understanding that the pain has purpose. And let that pain, let that difficulty lead us to a place of introspection, to a place of growth, and a place of tshuva, of coming closer to our Creator, who is awaiting our return. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'ilui Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Basfegel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.